You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is Tristan Harris of the Center for Humane Technology. He's here to talk about Facebook and whether the social media giant can be both responsible and profitable. Tristan, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here with you.
Your face is one that I both enjoy seeing, but at the same time, it brings me a lot of sort of PTSD.
Yeah.
Because you said a lot of things in the documentary where I think a lot of people would probably know you from, The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
Where you just laid out how, like, social media is fundamentally designed to turn my brain into a certain type of mush,
yeah,
and then just leave me feeling shitty about myself, but constantly needing to re-engage with the product.
Yeah.
Yesterday, everything was down, or most of it was down. You know, Facebook was down, Instagram was down, WhatsApp, etc. Were you popping champagne when that was happening? As somebody who has been, really hitting on the idea that everything should be reined in?
Well, I think it certainly gave people a taste of what it's like to just not have this thing in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so interesting that it happened the day after this Frances Haugen, the whistleblower from Facebook, came forward.
Right.
Because she's basically this is the largest release, I think, that we're going to see in Facebook's history. Because after this, there's probably never going to be research at tech companies that's done on identifying the harms of their products.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, so Frances, the whistleblower, she basically, I think, took photos of basically all of this research, tens of thousands of documents.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And once that happened, it's showing that it's not just that the harms in the social dilemma are true, it's that Facebook knew that they are harming teenage mental health. They drive anorexia and body dysmorphia and body eating disorders in children. They know that it drives political parties in Europe, India, Poland, Taiwan, Spain, to go more negative and divisive. So that the key of the whistleblower's insights is that they know that it's sort of harming society, but they don't change because they still prioritize profits over safety.
So let's try to break this whole thing down.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with almost everything that you say. You know, I sit there, I see it in my own life, I see it with my friends, I see it in my society. Yeah. You know, I see what these apps do to us. I always ask myself the question, though. I go, is the app to blame? Is the ecosystem to blame? Or do these apps just amplify what society will naturally do? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think of it like as humans, you know, back in the day, I had to like get to you to give you my opinion,
right?
Which would, I think, generally lessen the amount of conflict between people because right. You were in that village, I was in that village. It took a while before our villages had to meet head on. Whereas now, I can have an idea in New York that can offend somebody in India,
right?
Just because of social media.
Yeah.
So is it that social media is the problem, or is it just humans are the problem and social media amplifies the problems?
It's a great question. I think the problem is that, you know, the worst of human nature exists in all of us.
Okay.
But the best in human nature also exists in all of us. I mean, you've got the Janjaweed and child soldiers in certain places, and you've also got these peaceful tribes that have lived in harmony with nature for thousands of years, you know, in whatever way. But when social media, every day, when you look at it, it points $1 trillion of compute power at finding the next fault line in society. So when you open up the feed and it says, okay, what am I going to show you? And it has to rank it by what's going to get the most attention. And the way it does that is it takes the $1 trillion market cap of those companies, supercomputer, calculates, okay, what would most likely get you not just to look at it or click or share, but to comment on it. Facebook recently in these revelations,
right,
it found that they were sorting for what they call meaningful social interactions, which basically meant the largest like argumentative comment threads. So when you have an AI pointed at finding the next fault line in society,
right.
Like perfectly with hyper, like, micro-targeted, personalized precision, like the thing that'll make you hate your fellow countrymen and women, and then you run society through that for 10 years, like, it's no surprise that whether it's vaccines or masks or anything, that we would be this divided. And the key is that the more it polarizes citizens, the more it forces politicians to actually cater to a more extreme base that never resolves. We don't ever get synthesis, which means democracy, that's like you just throw wrench, you know, a wrench into the gears of democracy.
Right, right, right.
And when people don't see that the system is working, they veer towards authoritarians or demagogues because the democracy is not working.
Interesting. So what you're saying is when people feel like it's all fallen apart, they then look to the most extreme leaders to try to get them out of it because they feel like the system itself is broken.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the system's not delivering results to you, if like there's this pothole or there's inequality,
yeah,
or there's climate change, or social justice, whatever the issue you care about, that's the thing. This is a bipartisan issue because it takes whatever you feel and then it shows you a more extreme version of why you should be angry about that thing. And then again, that makes you never have... You'll never elect people who have some kind of synthesis of what should be done. The key evidence in the Facebook revelations was that in political parties said to Facebook, we know you changed your ranking system.
Right.
And Facebook's like, oh, come on. Like, people have this conspiracy theory
all the time. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you think we changed it? Tell us what you think happened. And the political party said, no, we know you changed it because we used to be able to publish policy papers about our agriculture policy,
what we're going to do.
And then they said, when you change the algorithm, we no longer got traffic for those papers. We noticed we only got traffic when we said negative things about our opponents.
Interesting.
And we don't want to do that, but we don't have any other choice. And what that shows you is in the political marketplace of ideas, we don't have an invisible hand where it's like people are just choosing freely. We have the digital hand of Mark Zuckerberg that is choosing the conditions that politicians have to cater to.
It's so interesting that you say this because I had a conversation with a friend, and then I had another conversation with someone who I just know who's conservative, right? And what was interesting was the friend of mine was going like, he's like, oh, hey, you know, I was disappointed that when you had this thing on your show, you said this, but then you didn't present like a nuanced view on the whole thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? I said exactly that. And then he was like, no, you didn't say that. I said, no, I did say that. I said, where did you watch the show? He's like, oh no, I saw a clip online.
Exactly.
I was intrigued by which clip went to which people.
Right.
So like I found, like just for me as Trevor, I found like some of the clips that I make, like someone will cut them the way they want to cut it.
Right.
And if that clip like really inflames conservatives, that's the clip that'll go to them.
Exactly.
But then if there's a clip that liberals enjoy, that's the clip that'll go to them.
Exactly.
But they won't get like a whole thing. They won't get an argument. They won't get an idea.
Exactly.
And so now you're telling me that Mark Zuckerberg is doing this to me.
Exactly. Well, so this is actually really important. It doesn't just change what political parties do to get elected. It also changes what publishers or what media do. Like, so when you're doing your show,
right,
you have so many people who are tuning in right now listening to you. But then you also know that you get millions more people
watching downstream. Right.
So that forces, so when they change the digital, when the Zuckerberg digital hand says we're going to reward, you know, negativity or what personalizes to get people angry, each of those clips will, like just like you said, the thing that outrages conservatives goes directly to that group and they don't get the context.
Right.
And the thing that goes to liberals, same thing. But again, what it's doing is it's making us hate our fellow countrymen and women. Like, it's actually not about censoring conservatives or misinformation. It's actually just viral engagement that's the problem. That's like the thalidomide, the DDT for our democracy.
That primes it to blow up, essentially.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Exactly.
Okay, but now, let's say if Mark Zuckerberg was right here. First, I would fight him because, right, as you said, he's spoiling it, spoiling my life. But secondly, he would argue. He would say, look, I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to get engagement. I'm just trying to get this thing going. It's not about negativity. I don't want it to be negative. It's that people are drawn to the negative. I'm also trying to, I'm trying to foster the positive as, right, well. What would your argument against that be?
So they want to claim that they're just a mirror for society. Like,
yes.
You know, like,
yes.
It's, so first of all, it is totally true that polarization has existed in our society,
right,
way before that. But then when you show people like a news feed that they're going to look at for hours a day, mm-hmm, and you sort that by what gets, again, the most controversy, the most outrage, which do you think is going to happen? Are people going to become more synthesis-oriented,
more compassionate?
We're
defining their reality, essentially.
We're defining their reality.
Yeah.
More than that, we actually have new evidence that when Facebook defines a reality, we've been saying that for a while. What just came out a week ago is Facebook has a project called Project Amplify, where they actually, they want to sow positive news about Facebook. So they show people positive stories, and it can be targeted to you. So if you love horses, you'll see the story about how Facebook helped someone who lost their horse in a, somewhere in a farm.
That's amazing.
That they'll get, and
to
so
find
it makes
a horse or to whatever. Yeah.
Right. And so again, it's like, you know, I think Lord Mayor Rothschild said, "Give me a control over a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws." But if I'm Zuckerberg, I say, "Give me a control of people's attention, beliefs, and behaviors,
oof,
and I care not about anything else." In a way, Facebook is a for-profit sort of parallel government that's like an AI government that is controlling and shaping people's beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors. And again, with artificial intelligence. So it's like, it's your,
right,
brain.
Well, I mean, we saw how powerful that was in with the election. Let's say Brexit. We saw Brexit. We saw with the rise of Trump. We saw that with just, I mean, even in like Trinidad, it was like all these tools that that company was using, Cambridge Analytica, they were using those Facebook tools to,
yep,
shape people's realities.
Exactly.
They could get people to not vote, ironically, not just vote, but not vote.
Right.
So then what is the answer? Do you switch to China's model where China goes, hey, no more than 40 minutes of TikTok in a weekend and no video game. We're going to just shape society. Do we switch to that model?
That's,
it seems dystopian.
Right. It's a great question, a great point. It seems recently, I would say this. Currently, we're faced with what appears like two bad options.
Mm-hmm.
You allow these business models to continue. You take your hand off the steering wheel, let this keep going.
Right.
And it basically just breaks democracy into chaos. Or it seems like there's this other model, China. And China basically controls its internet. It almost seems like Xi Jinping saw the social dilemma, because over the last 2 weeks,
yeah, he's been pretty intense.
He has actually, they've changed the Chinese regulations so that teenagers, if you're under the age of 14, you use TikTok, that you only get to use it for, I think it's 40 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And they show kids science experiments and museum exhibits,
right,
and things that, because they want their kids to be astronauts.
Yeah, like how to be a doctor and what.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in our case, in catastrophe land, we allow sort of TikTok to reward whatever just gets the most engagement.
Like the Devious Licks Challenge. How to burn down your school.
How to burn down your school,
yeah,
or become an influencer.
Right.
So basically it's like, we want our kids to be influencers. We allow that. That's catastrophe. Or you get dystopia in the form of oppression where you're, mm-hmm, controlling, mm-hmm, it. The whole point of this conversation, and I think what Francis Haugen, the brave whistleblower who came forward,
right,
is that we have to show there's a third way that's not anti-technology. It's actually democracy plus technology equals a stronger democracy.
Mm-hmm.
We can notice that China is employing technology to make a stronger authoritarian society.
Okay.
But democracy is not consciously employing technology to make stronger, okay, democracy with more civic participation. That's what we want to create. It's not anti-big tech, it's how do we make sure technology and open societies allow us to create something that's more humane and positive for people? And that's the change that has to come from this.
Yeah, but how's the change going to happen when people in Congress don't even know what an app is? I mean, you saw there's a congressman who's up there, a senator, who's like, oh no, well, Finsta, are you gonna delete Finsta? If those are the people making the laws, then I argue that the laws will never be made, and then big tech is influencing which laws are even thought about because of the lobbying system.
Correct.
So then what is the solution? How do you even do this?
Well, I think, first of all, I just want to say, I think that I feel so hopeful, and almost made me emotional today watching Frances Haugen, the whistleblower,
mm-hmm,
because I honestly think that she turned the tide, and we are going to have regulation that's coming from people like her, like groups like Accountable Tech, some of us, Avaaz, Center for Humane Technology, my organization, where people who understand these issues can get us to a place where we're not ranking for what creates crazy town in society.
Interesting.
And I think that's what we have to do. And I think one of the last things to say is that if we don't do this, it's kind of a national security threat. Like we used to say, if Russia or China were going to blow up the Congress, we have to have continuity of government. We have to make sure the government can continue operating. Well, in a way, this is like information warfare that blows up the functioning of Congress. It's almost like an EMP attack on culture and our ability to make functional democracy. So I think if we see this as a national security threat, if we see this as urgent for our children, we can make a bigger change than what's been proposed so far.
Well, as you said, I hope that the whistleblower has started a tidal wave that can hopefully, you know, get things moving. And I hope you'll keep talking. We'll keep talking about it as well, because I do not want to be part of a world where people want to punch me for not the full context of what I said. Punch me because I said something, but know what I said in full. Thank you so much for joining me
on the show. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. If you want to hear more of Tristan's ideas, check out his podcast, Your Undivided Attention. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yeah, for real, man.
That was great. Thank you so much.
It's like a that's the thing that blew my mind, is where even some of my friends were going like, I can't believe you. Then I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, the business model is to take things out of context.
Yeah.
Because then it spreads farther. And the more personalized it is, like.
So I've had people from one show, literally one show, have completely different, but it's like the same show. And they go like, in this show you said this. And then the other person goes, in this show you said the opposite. I'm like, guys, this was a conversation. It was ideas. And so now I've learned. It's like, yeah.
Well, the other thing is, you said this earlier, is like when you have a relationship with someone and they say something that like, you're like, that seems crazy. But if you know them, you don't say like, I hate them.
Yes.
Right? And when like there's people who I see what they say on Twitter who are friends of mine, and I see it, I'm like, wow, out of context. I'm like, even I think that's really wrong and crazy.
Right.
But I know them. So I know I could talk to them and say like, I know you don't actually mean this interpretation.
Right.
But when we don't have our relationships, like when we don't actually have physical relationships because we're doing it all through technology, we lose that background trust.
Well, you know, one of the funniest things I saw the other day is I opened up my Instagram and then Instagram popped up a notification and was like, hey, why don't you make a second account so that you can be more personal with some of your close friends? And I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, what are you trying to tell me here? So it's almost like Instagram was going like, okay, this is like your businessy thought account, Trev.
Right.
This is where you're going to be like, ooh, look at me. And then why don't you make another account? And this one's going to be a different. But it was interesting that it was almost acknowledging in and of itself that, hey, this thing here is not your friend.
Yeah.
These are not your people.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And so to that point, I've noticed some people where you don't even see them anymore.
Right.
Like I will see DJ Khaled more than I will see my best friend's Instagram.
Right.
but I want to see my best friend. But they go like, yeah, but DJ Khaled, when he was running, you watched the clip three times. Exactly. Your friend, you just saw it and liked it and you moved on.
And they're doing that because they'll just do whatever will keep you and everyone else engaged more.
Right.
And so if the celebrities do, if the people who are further from you but are more famous gets more of your attention, they're always going to show that over your close friends. And that's what they showed in the Facebook files, is that, like, over and over again, they had a choice between doing what was good for people, including, like, showing more friends and family and less of that other stuff. But then if that dropped engagement, it's like, we can't afford to make that change.
Yeah.
So there's things that they know that they can do, and they're not even doing those things.
Essentially, anyway, you know what it sounds like to me? It's almost like a... how at some point they said, like, a bar has to be responsible for how much a person drinks.
Yeah.
You know, where they go, like, you can't just keep giving. If you see the person is, like, blacking out,
yes.
If you see a person...
Exactly, there's some,
like,
responsibility
can't even speak, you got to be like, hey, you've had one too many.
Right.
And I'm like, as humans, some bartenders are like, buddy, I think you've had one too... You know what I mean? There's that element of responsibility.
Yeah. And there's a human relationship there,
yes,
too,
exactly.
Because
right?
you see them and you can empathize with them as a person. You see they're falling into their glass or something.
Right, right.
But the opposite is true with the tech companies.
Yeah.
First of all,
Facebook has never sent me a message, or Instagram has never sent me, like, hey, you've been scrolling for a while. Hey, yo, Trev, it's been an hour.
Exactly. Well, and the opposite of that, if you try to stop using it, have you ever tried, like, not using it for
a week? Oh, yeah, I tried after I watched The Social Dilemma.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what did you notice after in that week? What happens?
So this is what happens is when you do, or if you do come, so first of all, what happens is mysteriously they'll send you an email.
Right.
Right? I'm off social media. I'm like, I'm taking a break.
Exactly.
Let me just chill on this thing. I've seen the documentary. I want to change my life. Then I get an email. I don't subscribe to any emails.
Right, right.
Then the first thing I do is unsubscribe. I'm like, what are you talking? I don't subscribe to any emails.
Right.
Hey, just so you know, Tristan commented on you.
Exactly.
But I'm like, no, but I've never subscribed to this. I never get emails.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, Facebook or Instagram would send me the email.
Correct.
Telling me something. Then I'll be like, what happened here?
Right.
They lure me in, you know,
correct.
Curiosity kills the cat.
Exactly.
So I go in and then I log in. And man, it'll make sure the first picture I see engages me in some, it'll be something heinous. It'll be like, oh, look at what's happening to these people in this country. Where I'm like, shit, this is terrible. It'll be a disaster. Or it'll just find the thing where it'll get you.
Well, they know they need to do that extra spike because if you haven't used it for a while, they have to show you the thing that they know is going to get you. And like you said, if you don't use it, they start dialing up like a digital drug lord. Like, well, let me try like these five things. And they'll start emailing you.
Right.
They'll start texting you. They actually will previously, like you said, Instagram didn't text you before to or email you before.
No.
But when you stop using it, it's like they're a drug lord. They need you to come back. And they have to figure out, like, oh, you stopped using. How can I get you to come back a little bit more?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they'll even be like, hey, just check in on your account. We noticed someone might have, and you're like, my account? What's happening? And you come in, they're like, false alarm. But look at these things.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.